Now, all of this began with a single tweet. A single tweet, and the NBA said, wait a second, we make lots of money in China. As does Nike. LeBron James and Nike. LeBron James, who was one of Hillary Clinton's biggest supporters. LeBron James, who was out there in Ohio campaigning for her. I remember him leading a rally for her in Ohio that obviously didn't work out so well for her since she lost the state of Ohio. But look, these guys are all very outspoken, but not when it comes to crossing the almighty buck. No way. Not then. Then they are just, they zip it. There was an editorial that was put out, as a matter of fact, saying it's time for LeBron James to speak out, despite his ties with Nike. Nike, of course, the Colin Kaepernick shoe, Nike's all in on China. They're all in on China. China's got a lot of issues, as you know, human rights abuses, a lot of issues in China. But Nike's all in, and so if you criticize China, if you say anything about their censorship or their human rights abuses or their the accusations of ethnic cleansing against Muslims, the way that they treat people who are in Hong Kong, which is technically a co-equal state, you say anything about this, China gets very angry, and China's response to that is to censor you and not allow you to do business there.